Afghan kids are paying a heavy price for the ongoing conflict in their country. U.S. airstrikes have killed hundreds of them since 2008. It has been reported by the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Children. Heather Barr is a researcher for Human Rights Watch. She blames all parties for harming children.
Well, children have been killed throughout this conflict by parties fighting on both sides. And so we've consistently called for both parties to the conflict to do more to protect civilians.
The UN is also worried at the arrest and detention of children by US forces. And those who have been detained were not provided with access to legal assistance. It admits the children are recruited by terrorist groups as soldiers and then sent on the front line. But their detention should be the last resort, Heather demanded.
There's been recruitment of child soldiers by both the Taliban and also sometimes by pro-government forces. Then there have been problems with lack of access to services and lack of legal assistance for children in U.S. custody.
Such demands have also been repeatedly made by the Afghan government, but children still remain the main victims of this war. About 700 kids were killed last year alone. It has kept thousands of others from going to school. And as this disturbing trend has not changed, calls for peace have become more pervasive.
Afghans are growing tired of war. You would realize that very quickly, especially when you walk on the streets here, you would see signs of peace like these drawn by children on the walls. People here have been struggling for very long to live their lives in peace, but no major breakthrough. Peace has still remained a distant dream in this country. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.